Your guide to Merseyside sport. The Kickoff.
Radio City Talk.
Breathless 90 minutes between Manchester City and Liverpool finished 1-1, but it was true entertainment, wasn't it? John Dernan, morning to you, Derns.
Good morning, Steve.
Oh, it was a great one to watch.
Oh, I think for the neutral, I've watched the game, I've watched two more times, and obviously you like to look over and ponder over things, but as entertainment value, I think it was right up there with one of the best games so far.
So many different incidents to look at. Look, Aldo writes today in his Echo column, he says, Liverpool's breathless draw at Man City proved one thing. We need a striker. We need a top forward to finish that game off. And that is actually right. But the other side, the other part of that argument is, Liverpool are the top scorers in the Premier League.
I can see where he's coming from, Aldo, yeah. I don't think we've got an out-and-out striker who, like you said, would put them chances away. What we need, and everyone else has said, we need to sort the defence out, Steve. You can't be going on and expecting to score goals to win a game rather than score one goal and win the game because you've got a clean sheet. The defence, I must admit, for 70 minutes, first 50 minutes, I think Man City controlled it. But after that, I think up till 70 minutes, We could have easier put them out of sight, but you're holding your breath. I think the defence is a big, big problem. And we got away with a few things. I think the draw was a fair result, reflecting on it. But if you analyse mistakes at the back and how defenders got away with pulling people back and tripping people up, we could easily have lost the game 3 or 4. But like I said, we could have easily won it ourselves. So I think highlighting, I know what Aldo's saying, but I think number one priority, you've got to sort the defence out.
I'd go with you on that. And last night on The Legends, one of the callers suggested that all five of the defence, including the keeper, could be, or maybe even should be, replaced this summer. Now, it's not going to happen, but perhaps that highlights maybe the uncertainty surrounding most of those players in defensive positions. There isn't absolute clarity on any of them, is there?
No, the suspect, Klein, I don't know what's up with Klein. We'll just go through them. Yeah, he had potential when he first come in. He showed it. Klein has just been, he's been awful. You look at that. No one's even said anything about the Burnley goal, his positional, and the way he was for the Burnley goal last week. I think, hey, he got away with murder there. Matip, he's all right on the ball, bringing out and passing it. Great. He's a defender, number one. And he done okay in snatches yesterday, but still, it's a question, big, big question marks over him. Klavan, not having him at all. And James Milner, I'll stick up for all day because he gives under 10%. He's not a position, but he's playing like a defender before all them.
So what does that mean when, and you're not the only one who'd say that, you'll say, oh, he gave 150, 110% James Milner at left back, but it's not his position. It's almost like always the caveat that everyone puts into the conversation. Does that mean people aren't happy with James Milner playing there? Or does that mean, because if he doesn't play there, he doesn't play anywhere, does he?
Before Chan's performance, yes, on Sunday, because I thought Chan was outstanding, to be fair, I think where that performance come from, I do not know, because he's been poor. But since he's played him on his own in that position, the last game he done against Burnley, and he scored, you know, he's seen glimpses of what a player he could be. And I thought on Sunday he was outstanding. He really was. Now, if Chan performs like that, yeah, Milner probably wouldn't get in the midfield. But what Milner's done, because we haven't got a recognised left-back who is good enough to play that position, unless it's him. And when I mean that he's being unlucky, the fact is he'll do a job for the team, but that just sums James Milner up and his career. You know what you're going to get from him. He'll get a 7-8 every week, outstanding, wherever he plays, and he's played in a few positions, and he just gets on with it. People call him Dower, but I don't care. You'd have 11 James Milners in your team rather than 4 or 5 flash players.
So why do we always say, though, it's not his position? Surely it's a bit irrelevant now because that is his position, isn't it? It's just the way that his career has gravitated.
Well, maybe it is. I mean, obviously, age, he's gone back. And when you say he's in his position, yep, because he was a winger. Let's put it this way. He was a right winger to an extent. Then he came to Liverpool to play, to be told, I'm playing you in the middle of midfield. And that didn't materialise. So, yeah, and he's gradually gone back and he's proved to people he can do a job. And what he has done is, he's probably his worst own enemy. He's done a good job. So, yeah, we always just stick him with this. It's not his position, but like you made the point, it probably is his position now.
Oh, it is. I don't think there's any change in that. And I think he's doing brilliantly in it as well. I mean, I think you'd be hard-pushed to replace him with a lot of, well, with most left-backs in the Premier League. I think he's right up there at the top, isn't he? Right, it's busy now footballing-wise after this international break until the end of the season. Liverpool have got their games against the top six out of the way. For clubs like Manchester United, they've still got a few big ones to come and they've got a lot of games. They've got, obviously, the likes of Europa League as well. So the fixture list is relatively congested. Now, Jose Mourinho has had a little bit of a moan about that, hasn't he? Here's Roy Keane's response to what Mourinho was saying about having too many fixtures.
I've never heard so much rubbish in my life. Why do we have to listen to that garbage? It's just utter nonsense what he's talking about. He's manager of Manchester United, one of the biggest clubs on the planet, the squad, he's got the players, and he keeps moaning about fixtures and fatigue. We were just looking at some of the cup draws they've had. They've had an easy ride in the cup, some good draws, a lot of home draws. And the guy's talking absolute nonsense. Never heard so much rubbish in my life. Mm. Is it? Maybe the club's too big for him. He can't deal with all these demands of the matches. What matches? Cup competitions. They played a Man United reserves could have won that game tonight. I'm sick to death of him.
That's Roy Keane laying it out in simple terms. Mourinho's side have got 9 games in 30 days. Now, of course, I think the worry from a Liverpool perspective is you look at the league table and you think, oh, they're just getting a little bit too close now, Derns.
Yeah, but I mean, just going back to Roy Keane, I think he's spot on. I think if you want to be successful, like with Man United, Liverpool, wherever club is successful, if you're playing that many games, it means that you are. You've progressed and you've progressed in cup games and you've gone on. So Roy Keane is at the nail on the head. I think he's spot on. Now, yeah, they've got a lot of games and they are closing up on us. But that could be a hindrance, obviously, the cup games to them. But, I mean, it's not what they do. It's all about what we do. We're in a position now. And you look at the teams we've got to play, Steve, and we've got all the top six out the way. We should be thinking and we should be coming and saying, we're going to beat them teams and we'll be in the Champions League next year. Not worry about anyone else. It's what we do.
I think so. I think if you look at Liverpool's running now, they should be approaching that with an air of confidence, Derns.
Well, if you said start the season, Steve, Liverpool, yeah, they're the fourth, got the points you've got, and you've got that running for the rest of the remaining season for the games you've got. You'd snap your hands off that. You really would. So it's all about us performing, and we can perform against, like we do against the top teams, and I don't know why it is. I don't know why it is, whether it's mindset. It's got to be mindset, in my opinion. Do you think it's going to be an easy game or be an hard game? But, I mean, you slip up against these teams, and they're going to be fighting for their lives, so they're just going to be just as hard. But it's all about how we approach the game and what we do on the pitch.
Steve Hoddersall's kickoff.
This is Radio City Talk.